farmers aren't growing Twinkies or soda in their fields, but critics say additives made from corn, soy, and wheat are being used to make cheap, unhealthy food. Trevor Hutchison is with Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. It supports a bill in Congress to cut billions from agriculture subsidies over 10 years.
The subsidies go to about 10% of the big ag businesses, which has artificially lowered the cost of unhealthy foods like high fructose corn syrup, so it's making it cheaper to buy Twinkies than carrots.
Subsidies were started to keep farmers afloat during bad times. They do impact the market, says UW-Madison ag economist Bruce Jones, but he's more skeptical of the impact on people's waistlines.
We influence prices, but ultimately people make decisions about what they're going to eat, so I'm not going to subscribe to the notion that the subsidies impact childhood obesity or adult obesity.
The nutrition argument against subsidies isn't likely to hold as much sway as deficit reduction. With a Congress eager to find ways to cut spending, direct payments to farmers become a target. Jones says currently farmers are getting high prices for corn, soybeans, and milk, so subsidies are low.
We're not paying out much in the form of subsidy now, but with the market prices being as high as they are, maybe this is the time to transition away from our subsidy program.
This year, Wisconsin ranks 15th out of 50 states for farm subsidies. A bill introduced in Congress called the REAPS Act would cut $28 billion of direct payments to farmers across the nation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.